Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we are here on the NPA Blog Talk Radio. And we are rejoining the First Church group where we are having a live service. And you can reach us simply by calling 347-934-0207. Let's go back into those services.
These words that I'm telling you are so true. It's a sin to mess up his body, amen, like that. It's just not right. Oh, my God. Read this right here. Let me read this to you. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? This is This is 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 6 and the 19th verse. Your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God. And ye are not your own. Yeah. For ye are bought with the price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. In other words, ain't yours, it's God's. And my point is, it's the house. Know ye not that your body is the house, the temple of the Holy Ghost? It's the Holy Ghost's house, which is in you, which ye have of God. Why would you think he would want to come in your house and you got liquor all on the walls? Why would you want to go into a house and liquor is all on the walls of the house? You got liquor all on the floor. The Holy Ghost don't want to come in there and walk in no liquor, you know, all on his feet and carrying on. Why would you want to come in the house? I wouldn't want to go in the house and you got all kind of idol gods sitting on the fireplace. You got all kind of idol gods sitting on the sofa and everywhere you want to sit, you got idol gods. Some people got all kind of idol gods in your house. The Holy Ghost is not going to come in there. He's coming in the clean temple. You got to clean up your temple. Why would you think he would want to come into your house and you cussing? I mean, just let one slip out every now and then. Before you know it, just slips out. Amen. The Holy Ghost don't want to be coming in and hear no cuss words. Amen. He wants a peaceful, clean house. Why would you think the Holy Ghost want to come in there and you got all kind of gossip going on? You think he don't want gossip all in his house. And then you got all kind of drugs in his house. Listen, he knows the police will come and take the house. They're going to take his house because you put drugs in there. That's crazy. Know ye not that your temple is, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You got to clean up that temple. You got to get everything out that's not like the Lord. Then you get so that the Holy Ghost will come in. God bless you. I'm out of time. Sanctify yourself and get on this fast with us and give up your food and say, Lord, I want the Holy Ghost. I want it more than my food. We just fasting from 12 midnight to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And the Lord, you sanctify yourself, get yourself right with the Lord, and the Lord will fill you. Amen. If you're saved already. Amen. You got to be saved first. Amen. God bless you. I'm out of time here. But remember those things. God bless you. We love you. All right. I want to get some prayer requests today. We got one or two already with Dr. Stern and amen, some others. But if you have a prayer request today, we want to receive it in the name of Jesus. Sister Jennifer, are you there now? If so, can you get those prayer requests for us? Amen. Are you still on mute? Are you there? Amen. All right. I'll just take them. All right. Anybody have a prayer request? Let's go. Amen.
Praise
you pray
Lord.
With
oh, praise the Lord. I'm just asking you all to pray for my daughter Wilma, Patricia, Henry, and Mildred, and all my grandkids. They need prayer, especially Wilma.
Now, did you say Wilma?
Yes, sir.
Patricia, Henry, and who?
And Mildred and my grandchildren.
All right. That's good. All right. Trisha and Henry.
It's a tapita that was pressed on healing in my body. Requesting forever healing in my body.
All right, Sister Peterson. It certainly will. All right, anyone else?
Sister Lucille, can you hear me, Pastor?
We can hear you.
I'm asking prayer for, yesterday I went and looked at me a car, and there was some, before I left, there was some things that I didn't like that I was hearing on the car. So I'm going to look at another one today, so I'm asking the saints to pray for me, because I need a car to go back to work, well, to get me some more clients, because I let all my clients go to take care of my dad, and now I have to have me a car to get me some more clients. So I'm asking the saints to pray when I go look at this car today that is nothing wrong with it. And
all right, Sister Lucille, we certainly will. Or anybody else, need prayer. For any reason.
Yes, good morning, good morning. This is Mother Franklin, Dr. Johnson.
Right, Mother.
To Mother Johnson and to all the saints and to the staff on this morning, I'm asking prayer for my family in the Dominican Republic. My niece, I was on the line early this morning. I got on there with Sister Gina and GMAP and everything was on, and I got a beep, and my niece just passed away. 42 years
old. Oh, my
old.
God.
And they just called me and told me she is from the Dominican Republic, but she lives in Antigua. And they don't. She just fell dead, 42 years old. And they just called me and told me when I got on the line. I was on the line early this morning, before 7 o'clock. And so just pray for the Bradshaw family. They live in the Dominican Republic, but she lives in Antigua. And they're going to take the body back to the Dominican Republic. Santo Domingo. Yes.
Santo Domingo.
Yes.
Okay.
For the Bradshaw family. Just pray for them. She wasn't sick or anything. She just fell dead in the apartment, they said. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
She just called me while I was on the while I was on the line.
Let me pray for you now, Mother. Yes. Mother Franklin. Amen. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, we seek you, Lord, your mercies, by your mercies, that you would look on Mother Franklin today. Lord, she needs your help in a bountiful way. The family, the Bradshaw family, needs your help. And in ultra also, when God, we feel their pain. Oh, God, for the niece to drop dead like that, oh, God, 42. And God, we submit to your will, but ask for your help that you would ease and soothe the aching hearts in the name of Jesus. That whole family of God surround them with your peace. Lift them up in the name of Jesus. Help them through the storm. God, we know how you do. You even go to the funeral home with people to help plan the funeral. You even get in the limousine and ride along with them. To comfort them. Do it for this family, I pray. And when they get there, Lord, you are out there waiting to help them out and to help them down the aisle. What a gentleman you are. Thank you so much for what you've done in the past. Look on this Bradshaw family. They're aching now. And even Mother Franklin. And give peace in the midst of the storm. Sit up there. God, touch in Jesus' name. Peace that passeth all understanding. Keep the hearts and minds in perfect peace. And in the name of Jesus, I pray and rebuke the enemy that tries to come in times like this to bring confusion. Let there be no confusion. But God, let the peace of God be there. And God, let the family come together as one. And let something wonderful come from the home going in the name of Jesus. Let someone be saved. Let some person, that niece, that nephew, that uncle, that aunt, be touched and be drawn closer and closer to thee. Thank you for what you're doing for Mother Franklin now. Help her, Lord, and give her the peace in her heart. We thank you again and again. For the glory of God being revealed through this. In Jesus' name we pray and we ask it. Thank God. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Mother Franklin.
Yes.
Your mama. It's all right. Amen.
Yes.
I'll be all right. Bless you so much.
Yes.
We'll keep you in our prayers. Keep me posted. I would like to send a...
I'll be going to Santo Domingo. They don't even speak English. I have a hard time when I go there, you know, because nobody, they don't speak English.
All right, I understand.
Yes, sir.
We'll be in prayer for you as you travel. God bless you. Who was that also that had a death in the family? Someone else? Can y'all help me out there? All right.
Lucille had mentioned her father's death.
Who was that?
Sister Lucille had mentioned
Bob. Yeah, her father's death, but it was someone else who mentioned this morning.
Yeah, Mr. Jerry's uncle.
Who now?
Dr. Johnson, it was the lady that came on that said that she had death in her family. She just got out of the hospital. I can't remember her name. She did say she just had death in her family. Sister.
Who was that?
Sister
Strogen. Anybody hear me?
Yes.
Sister who?
Strogen.
Strogen.
Sister Strogen. She said she came on first with a praise report, and she said she had just had death in her family, but she was still praising the Lord. That's who it was.
All right. All right. God bless you.
You too.
All right. Anybody else have a prayer request? The line is open to you.
I have a prayer. I have a prayer request to stop smoking.
Identify yourself if you desire to. Amen.
To
right.
stop smoking.
Okay, stop smoking. All right, anybody else with a prayer request?
Yes, yes, Dr. Johnson. This is Prophetess. Go ahead. I was listening to the news a couple of days ago, and I think it's in Africa that where there is a lot of missing girls that they were abducted before their mothers, and they couldn't catch the people that were driving off with them. So we just want to keep them in prayer that God brings them home in the name of Jesus.
All right. Your phone was kind of breaking up on me, and I'm trying to understand what the prayer request is. Do you mind kind of recapping that a moment? Kind of breaking up on me.
Yes, it's the recovery. There were some, in Africa, there were some girls that was taken, that was abducted before their mothers, and their mothers couldn't reach the people that was taking them. And we just want to pray for the safe return of those girls. I don't know the count or the number, but I did catch it on the news a couple of days ago.
All right. I'm going to ask you to stop and pray for them right now. Trust your prayers. Go ahead.
Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we know that your eyes is every place, beholding the good and the evil. Father, we know you are omnipotent, you all powerful, you all knowing. And God, your Holy Spirit is everywhere upon the earth. And right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God, you know where those girls are. God, we ask that you just reach down, oh God, and pull them up and pull them out and bring them home in the name of Jesus. Oh God, keep them safe and keep your angels all about them right now in the name of Jesus. Let nothing be harm come to them. Oh God, touch them and keep them. Put a shield around them. And God, we serve notice on the devil. He is a liar who is upon the earth, roaming, seeking who he can devour. We curse that spirit on the earth in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bind it right now. We plead the blood of Jesus, oh, God, and touch the mothers who are crying out for their girls to be returned in the name of Jesus. And, God, we thank you right now that it's done. We give you glory. And we plead your blood everywhere, oh God. We bind the spirit of witchcraft that's in the air. We bind every evil spirit, every wile of the devil, every attack of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, he's a liar, Oh, God, we thank you that it's done. And, God, we just glorify you. We glorify you. We glorify you, God. Everything that we see that's on the earth, we want to give you the glory, God, because you are a miracle working, God. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Prophetess Fit, too. Amen. We can take maybe a couple more prayer requests. If you have one, jump in there now. Otherwise, we will move. Amen.
Can
you have a prayer request?
Can you hear me, Dr. Bernard?
Yes.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. This is Charlotte Gray, 816. Been on mute for a couple of days. I wanted to get my prayer request in this morning. I wanted to repent for the fast. I've been struggling with the fast. So I wanted to ask God openly to forgive me. And I wanted to ask for prayer. I have court today. And I wanted to ask God to continue to redeem whatever he's doing inside with my family, all of my children. I'm praying for salvation. So I'm just lifting up my family this morning, and that God continues to use me as a servant, but I am struggling with the fast. So I am asking God to forgive me openly, because I know that this is a decision, it's a choice, and this is not anything with medication, this is discipline. So I am just thanking you, God, for grace. And even without having a job, and even with looking for a job, I got 4 rejections yesterday. I am so thanking God for First Fruit Prayer Line, because if I would have never learned in 44 years about rejection, I would still be struggling with the same area. So I'm not struggling in the area no more, because I know I have hope. But if there's anybody else on this line that is dealing with rejection, I'm just thanking God that we are learning so much about the Holy Ghost, because it is hope in the Holy Ghost. So I am just, God, I just ask you yet again at the throne of grace for mercy this morning. God, and my husband, he needs a miracle. He needs a miracle. He is struggling with his faith. We prayed for his faith before, but he is struggling. It's a form of scoliosis or something, but God has given us dominion over everything. And God, this is not a time for me to fall or to fail. So I am just thanking you that I have hope. So I'm just brushing myself off, getting back in line, thanking you. That's my prayer request today. And please don't let me forget whoever is going to be the blessing. Finances, that's why I pray so hard for finance for First Fruit, because when you pray for others, God will remember you. God bless y'all. Have a good day.
Yes, you know. I feel your pain, Sister Charlotte Gray. I don't know, even before you were telling all those things, and thank God you did, but the Holy Ghost said, I want you to pray and ask for what you do, an ultra-awesome miracle for her. And I do obey right now. Heavenly Father, you spoke to my heart, and I don't ask this all the time, but I do ask this morning for an ultra-awesome miracle for Charlotte Lee and for her husband. In fact, the family. I want you to step in that courtroom and God give a bona fide, ultra awesome miracle to her. And in her finances, give a bona fide, ultra awesome miracle to her. In the name of Jesus. God, I know you're going to do it, because you wouldn't have spoken it to me. But I want to thank you in advance for doing it. Would you just show up and show out? Prove yourself to Charlotte Gray this day. Prove yourself to her husband this day. And let something miraculous happen in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you. Oh, God, that's what we can do, is ask you. And I'm asking you for this. In Jesus' mighty name, and Lord, would I be out of place to remind you that you said in John 14:13, if I ask anything in your name, you would do it that the Father would be glorified. This would be for the glory of the Father. God will tell everybody what you did, everybody that we can, what you did for the glory of God, and for your glory, Lord, for your glory. And we thank you for it in advance. Lord, would you also look on Mother Johnson's request, Wilma, and look on Patricia and Mildred and Henry and all the grandchildren. Oh, while you're working a mighty wonder, you said in your word that you're not a respecter of persons. If you do for Charlotte Gray, you can do for Mother Johnson and all of her grandchildren and those that I called. And look on Sister Peterson. I'm asking you, Lord, to touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, those shoulders, those arms, the back, every area, that this woman would be healed. I know what you can do because you healed me. Huh. Yes, on so many occasions you healed me, and I thank you for such a healing. Thank you for Sister Lucille. I pray that you bless her and give her her request for a good working, a wonderful car, Lord, so she can make it back and forth to work and do the things that please you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray again for Mother Franklin.
Yes.
Give her peace and bless the whole family.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. We pray for that dear lady who has a desire to stop smoking. She told me to say what I did, Lord, about the temple. And God, she caught it. She wants to clean her temple up. What a wonderful request. You know her name and know who she is. Would you bring that to pass? Woman, I don't know if you have that oil that we blessed at the beginning of the year. But I need for you, if you have it, to put some oil on the tip of your tongue. If not, there is a spirit realm. Not able to do it. Father, I pray that on this woman's tongue, that you would place the oil of the anointing, drive every demon that causes her these ungodly habits of smoking.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah. God, drive it out completely. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. And thank you for it. And the resurrection blood of Jesus be upon her to cleanse her from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name I pray. Look on Prophetess Fitz, that she has a heart for the young girls who were abducted there in Africa. Lord, bless her for that wonderful prayer request. In the name of Jesus. Now bless everywhere. Look on Lady Betty. Touch her body. Keep her healed, Lord. Give her her heart's desires. Amen. Give her peace in her heart, soul, and mind.
Yes.
And bountifully give her her heart's desires. In Jesus' name we pray. Look on all of my persons affiliated with First Fruits. Amen. Even our inner circle.
Yes.
Bless all of them bountifully. Bless all of the staff working with us. In the name of Jesus. And give bountiful blessings. Supply all of the needs. God, I pray even for First Fruits this morning and for our financial needs that we can pay for this convention center. God, I pray that you would bless us with finances. This is not for us, God, but for the glory of God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Bless people everywhere. Shake the chunk tree and let blessings fall. Everywhere. And those who have been blessed, oh God, let them share the blessings with First Fruits so we can be about our Father's business and clear up all of the things that need to be cleared up there with the First Fruits in Jesus' name. Yes, bless, bless. Oh God. We feel your presence. We feel your presence. We feel your presence.
Yes, Lord. Thank
destroy
you.
Destroy every yoke. Destroy every yoke. Yeah. the anointing of the Holy Ghost fall on this line. God, I thank you because I feel the presence of the Holy Ghost. That you allow others on this line everywhere to feel the anointing and the presence of the Holy Ghost in their room.
Yes,
you're able to do it. Thank you, 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 thank you. Come in the room, Holy Ghost. Touch. Right now. Touch, 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 touch. I heard the Holy Ghost say there's healing virtue on the line at this present time. Whatever your situation is, it may be in your body, but healing is more than physical healing. It can be a healing in your home. It can be a healing on your job. I feel healing virtue going out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. The healing virtue heals situations. The healing virtue heals bodies. Healing virtue heal minds. Healing virtue heal finances. Oh, God. Heal, 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 heal. Heal, 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 heal. 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 Heal, Lord. Heal, Lord. Heal, Lord. Heal, Lord. Tell Jesus all about it. It'll be all right. Tell Jesus. I must tell you.
Thank you. Hello? Hello?